This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA is projecting another record ag trade deficit this fiscal year as imports surge and exports drop. We will hear more from USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operation Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operation Center, only from John Deere.
USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says that USDA expects ag imports to outpace exports for the third fiscal year in a row.
From 23 to 24, we saw more than a $10 billion year-over-year increase. This year, we're looking at something in the range of $8 billion year-over-year increase.
That total makes up more than $215 billion in ag imports. On the other side of the ledger, ag exports continue to fall from final fiscal year 2024 numbers.
Exports for fiscal year 2024 are forecast at $174.4 billion, falling $4.4 billion to $170 billion for fiscal year 25.
That would lead to a projected $45.5 billion ag trade deficit this fiscal year, up nearly $14 billion from the fiscal year 2024 previous record deficit of $31.8 billion. Meyer says that falling export values since 2022 have helped to grow the deficit.
Part of that is because commodity prices were peaking out in 22, right? So again, here, exports falling in this situation isn't necessarily a surprise, perhaps, as commodity prices continue to moderate.
Imports of fruit and vegetables continue to rise, and market-sensitive coffee imports have also increased. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, you can also sign up for our daily newsletter that delivers those five stories to your inbox each day. Also, don't forget to check out the podcast tab to find our morning, midday, and closing market podcast anytime. And you can also listen to our daily Iowa Ag Matters podcast. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.